I was diagnosed with cancer on December 9th, and one thing led to another, mostly another. So I've been in and out of the hospital. I have 5 operations, actually. But we've managed to keep the project, it's called the Warplace Project, going and producing, and that makes me very happy.
You know, the tone in your voice, I would not say was that of a person who was discouraged or beat down. I have a feeling that maybe the doctors are going to get more exhausted working with you than you with them.
Well, I've had a lot of help, spiritual help, from my friends meeting, from my Buddhist group, and I've been, you know, just very fortunate to have a lot of spiritual backing. Also, having the Warplace Project to work on, the play that we did right after when I was ready to go is Rachel Corrie, A Life for Others, the story of Rachel Corrie, the young American from Oregon who got run over by an Israeli bulldozer. Having that really sustained me. You know, sometimes your work sustains you. After Rachel Corrie was killed, her parents, Cindy and Craig Corrie, gave all her journals and letters and emails to a British company to create a play because the story was not being covered in the United States. Many people in the United States don't even know this story. People came out of our play crying and going, I never knew this happened. I have no idea. Why aren't we hearing about Palestine? Why aren't we hearing about the Israeli peacemakers? So we couldn't do the original play, which is called My Name is Rachel Corrie. We couldn't get the rights to it. So I pulled together from the internet everything that was publicly available, and with the help of director Sally Childs, we created a 3-character play with the little girl, the young Rachel, the narrator, and then the Rachel leading up to her death. It starts with the young Rachel saying, I'm here for other children. I'm here because I care.